Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., Julie interviews experts on all areas of clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Learn easy to implement tips on how to release clutter and get organized to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. An award-winning professional organizer and coach, Julie also shares suggestions to help you live clutter-free for a more joyful and fulfilling life. Looking to change your life? Are you ready to release all your clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual? Our Declutter Your Life is a year-long how-to go-at-your-own-pace workbook course to guide you through the process of clearing clutter. Also available by 3-month individual topic. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
We're opening up the archives for a discussion on boundaries. So I wanted to talk about boundaries, and what prompted this was I have a very active YouTube channel, and someone had posted a comment, and I make sure and on my social media to respond, but this person had posted something kind of cranky, but I gave them the benefit of the doubt. And they about how the look of the video they were watching and the sound. And by the way, their description, I said, you know, I want to make sure your computer's okay because this is what you should be seeing and what you should be hearing. And they came back and were just mean again, which is fine. And everyone's entitled to that. And, you know, a lot of times we're taught, whether it's from a religious viewpoint, such as turn the other cheek, or a spiritual standpoint, we should be the better person. But I'm going to argue that you can do that, but have strong boundaries as well. And normally I leave all comments up. I believe that you don't have to agree with everything I say, and I welcome a healthy dialogue and discussion, but I don't appreciate swearing, and I don't appreciate just plain meanness and pettiness. And so I ended up deleting the comment, and it felt really good, but for me it felt like in this particular instance, I needed to set a boundary. So I wanted to talk about that today. So first, from a clutter standpoint, you know, I view clutter as being physical, mental, spiritual, or emotional, any way that it's stuck, stagnant energy that is preventing us to move forward in our lives. And that's why I'm so passionate about us, because I believe we all have gifts, and I want everyone out there living their amazing lives, sharing their talents with the world, because as you do that, you allow others to. But for instance, if you can't say no, how can that translate into physical clutter? I had a client once that did remodeled furniture as a living, and he had set up his entire basement to be able to do this. And I was helping him get organized, and there were these three unfinished armoires. And as you know, armoires, these were pretty huge furniture items. And he said, oh, those aren't mine. Those are so-and-so's, and I'm holding them for them. And I said, okay, well, how long have they been here? Oh, a couple years. So here in this area where a man was making his money to support his family, he was allowing physical clutter because he couldn't say no to someone. And so, you know, we worked on something, okay, we're going to give him a deadline of a couple weeks and move it out. And if they don't, you can sell it or list it on Craigslist or something, but get it to move forward. But if you aren't afraid to say no, then you might be holding on to physical items that aren't yours. You know, we can get a lot of emotional and spiritual mental clutter when we don't have good boundaries. So for instance, here's an example that happened to me. Someone had tried to manipulate me into buying their particular product. And in this case, I said, you know what, thank you, I'm not interested. In the past, what I would have done was I would have bought the product most likely, but I would have been really angry, and I would have stuffed the anger deep down, and that would have turned into resentment because I didn't have strong boundaries. And we'll talk about this on another episode, but not having strong boundaries, a lot of time that comes from not feeling good enough, believing that you're worthy, and that's something, if you're willing to look at and dig deeper, you know, I always encourage that to go within, because we have all the answers that we need within. So that's kind of where the loose boundaries start. But if you don't have good boundaries, you can be manipulated easily, and that's going to, again, create emotional, mental, spiritual, or physical clutter. So what do we want to do to have healthier boundaries? I believe that the key is, first of all, if you know yourself and what's acceptable and you're very clear on that, then it really makes things easy. An example in clearing clutter. If you know what your goals are, if your priorities are, say, your family, perhaps your spiritual life, and maybe your career, then when you're clearing things out, you can ask yourself, well, how does this fit in? Is this something if I use for my top priorities? And if not, you're able to clear that clutter. So being very clear in what is important to you and your priorities is helpful. A key also that I found that's very helpful is being neutral and not judging anything. Because when we get judging, remember, if you judge yourself, you're also judging another. Or when you judge another, you judge yourself. So creating the ability to look at something from a neutral objective without judging it. Because when you judge it, and it creates all those other emotions around it that can mess around with your boundaries. Those are things that are really important. And checking in with yourself often is something that I've found that is very helpful. One thing that I'm going to always lead you to do is go within, because we all have the answers inside, and that's really important. Check in with your heart. You know, our ego is our brain and can sometimes confuse us, put us in the wrong direction, but your heart truly knows what it's doing. If you're ever interested, I would check out something called Heart Math, which where they've done studies like on the electromagnetic fields and how out there the heart is, and that it's really much bigger from that standpoint than your brain. But your heart always knows what's right. And something that I encourage people to do is to close their eyes, to sit quietly and put their hand over their heart and ask, okay, is this what's good for me? And you know, if in the beginning you're starting out setting boundaries and it's a challenge, and again, I'm fortunately speaking from experience. I was a doormat, and I think I'm being generous with that description. But I've learned to exercise my boundary muscle and just say no and be able to prioritize what's important for me. So if you're sitting quietly, you can ask, okay, is this something that I'll benefit from, or is this something that I truly want to do? And with your hand over your heart, you can just sit quietly and listen, because you'll get a feeling that that is what you need to do and what is helpful. Another exercise that I have found that benefit people is, if you're standing, ask yourself a yes or no question, or is this something I want to do? Will this help me move forward? And if you're standing there, if it's yes to the question, your body will slightly move forward, and if it's no, don't go there, danger, Will Roger, it will move back a little bit. It's really interesting. Until I'd done it for myself, I wasn't sure. I thought, but again, your body really knows what's going on, and that's why sit quietly and put your hand over your heart. That's just another way to focus your heart and your intuitive energy to help you lead in the right direction. Another thing that I think is important with boundaries, again, being clear on what your priorities are, following your heart, because that's something it won't lead you astray, it will lead you in the right direction. And the other thing is practicing loving yourself each and every day, because the more you love yourself, the more it will help strengthen your boundaries. You won't say no, or you won't say yes when you want to say no. It's something that will really strengthen you and help you. And again, I believe so many of us, it all goes back, I think everything goes back to childhood, and you could argue past lives and other things like that, but we really have this misconception. You know, when we're born, we're perfect. There's nothing wrong with us, but then life happens to us, whether it's our families, our friends, society, and tells us we're good, not good enough, or we're not, or we're wrong or something. So I'd really encourage you to, anytime you can, to dig deeper. I like to call taking it down. Here's an example. I got really upset with someone the other day, but I'm a firm believer in, you know, going within for answers and that we create our life. So what do I have to do with it? That's what I always ask myself, because I believe if situations happened, I've created it, and what is there for me to learn? And so someone had upset me. And so I took a moment and stepped back, and I said, okay, what's going on here? What are you upset about? And then I took it down. So I said, okay, You're upset about this because you feel that they've abandoned you in your friendship. You're upset about this that you feel they said they would do something and they promised something and they didn't deliver. But then I said, okay, let's take it down another layer. What's this about? Oh, it's a fear of abandonment because I've had that happen. Oh, it's really a fear that I might not succeed and that I had this fear of failure. So when we did a couple layers and did that exercise, I was able to say, okay, this is what the fear is really about. And embracing that, a thing that I still need extra work on is pushing thing aside and allowing that to come up. You know, I talked about at the beginning, if someone upsets you or like I would have brought that product and been really cranky later and just stuffed it inside, is to acknowledge that. It's okay, you know, having a healthy boundary. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be sad, to embrace those emotions, you know, and move forward with that. And I think if we embrace and acknowledge, then we're able to let go. And it's when we don't do that that we get into trouble. So those are just some of my thoughts. A quick little hangout here on boundaries because I think it's so important that we start to exercise our boundary muscle every day. And, you know, don't beat yourself up if something happens and you don't, you say yes when you meant to say no. It's a process. And remember, though, at any time, like if you said, hey, yes, I'll watch your child, but you really didn't want to, you can call, you know what, I'm sorry, something that I'm not going to be able to do it, and I'm sorry. And you know what, people will try to manipulate you or perhaps be passive aggressive, but that's about standing strong, knowing you're perfect, just the way you are, loving yourself, and the more you work on that, you will be able to own it and have stronger boundaries. And as we have stronger boundaries, that helps clear the clutter, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. And as we let go of that clutter, we help bring in the things that we want in our life, and it helps us to move forward and to get out there and share our gifts with the world. You know, an example I'd like to share is I have worked really hard on myself, and I've noticed that I'm really attracting people that I really like into my life and that are good friends and are supportive. And the people that weren't as supportive, they've fallen out of my life. Now, I try to always come from the perspective, okay, if someone comes back into my life, give them a chance, see how they're doing, and if, you know, they're really great and they've grown and want to be a part of my life, then I absolutely want to have them in my life. But if they haven't, then you know what? It's, again, what I talked about earlier, stepping back and observing and not judging, being like, okay, you know what, they're just in a different place than I am, but I need to have a strong boundary and respect that. So this week I encourage you to get clear about what's important to you, follow your heart, whether it's the exercise I use or something that you found to be beneficial, do that, and to start exercising your boundaries, whether it's saying no, whether it's not allowing someone to manipulate you or be passive aggressive. Start setting your boundaries so you can clear your clutter and move forward in your life. All right, everyone, time to go out, clear some clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Looking to change your life? Are you ready to release all your clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual? Our Declutter Your Life is a year-long how-to go-at-your-own-pace workbook course to guide you through the process of clearing clutter, also available by three-month individual topic. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Thanks for tuning in to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of 10 Clutter-Free Living Tips. Ready to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire? Learn about Julie's coaching, ebooks, online monthly decluttering classes, how to organize your life, office hours, and her unique clutter-free living mastermind at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. You can also watch all episodes on YouTube or download on iTunes and more. Join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.